Such a privilege for me, first time being here in Paul, holding the mic. What an awesome privilege. It's an awesome responsibility. Every time I minister, it's been now 6 months since last I've ministered, and I thought, Lord, what's happening in this season? But I thought, let me just not share a little bit of where I come from. I've got my lovely wife, Glynis, and the two kids. They're at this famous school that wears blue in Paul. They won into schools yesterday. I thought myself, why come to Paul? A year ago, my eldest son asked us, Daddy, why would you want to move to Paul? But we need to listen and hear what's God's voice for the season at that time. And so I thought, when asked 3 weeks ago, I got this vision about a leaf. I didn't share it. It's a prophetic vision that I saw, not a vision, a picture that I saw about a God being the leaf. And I asked, Lord, should I share it? Should I come forward? And I just waited. And I said, Lord, if it's of you, then opportunity will come. And that's what I've been doing for the last time, 4 years. So 3 years ago, we took our sabbatical, did an MTP with SOFAR, and we stepped out in faith. I must just share with you but a little bit of the history. And for 8 months, I was unemployed, but God provided for us. And so I want to share so you can hear where we come from. Because some people see it, they don't understand what God is able to do. So at that time, it was difficult, but God provided. And unity in the family was very central to this as a family. And through that, the faith thing struggles. I always struggle with the faith thing. I don't know about you guys, I struggle with faith. And then eventually when funds seemed to dwindle up, my faith weakened. I said, Lord, please provide, and he provided once again. But before we carry on, let's just have prayer and we consecrate ourselves to the Lord. Father, this evening we are thankful for this awesome opportunity of being able to come together in this house, Father. Irrespective, my Father God, of where we come from, you are the Lord of Lords and King of Kings of every person here. And this evening, my Father, not with eloquence, but not with word and deed, my Lord, but by your Spirit, Lord, people will be set free. And so this evening we commit ourselves to you, and we ask that you will minister in Jesus' name. Amen. So this story about the leaf came to me, and I thought, leaf, green leaf, wannabe. And this came from the vision that I saw about a big leaf and ourselves having to position ourselves underneath this leaf. And I thought to myself also, Lord, what are you saying with a leaf? What is the significance of the leaf and being a green leaf? And I thought about that first story in the Old Testament when there was a flood and the dove was sent out, and then the dove came back eventually after some time with a green leaf, the sign of life. And I thought, no, Lord, that's not applicable. I thought so. So that's not applicable, Lord. But then I saw at the tip of the leaf, there's a little bit of a droplet. And the leaf itself, there's a few properties associated with it. And I thought, Lord, do you want us to take position in? Do you want me to take position in? Is it for SOFAR, Paul? I'm a member. I thought, am I a member? You know, those things that went through your mind, am I a member? I haven't been introduced. People don't see me, you know? And then this word came, maybe for myself, but I think it's for the church as well, to position ourselves underneath the leaf, God being the leaf, with the provision of that droplet that it catches, the water, at that time. Now, where do we find ourselves? We find ourselves in a time of drought, but I want to share this scripture, looking at it furthermore. The scripture that we find is in Jeremiah 17, verse 7 and 8, and I'll read with you. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be a tree, like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its root by the river, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaf will be green. But its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. Whew. And I thought, Lord, there's such a lot of weight in the scripture of the Lord. The Bible says the opening of the word bringeth light. And so when the opening of the word bringeth with light, and I came to this portion of scripture in Jeremiah 17, verse 7, and this green leaf stuck with me. Now, we've got a lot of leaves. We go from one season to the other season, and we find that we've got leaves that is not green. They fall. It's autumn, and they become like dwindling. The wind picks them up, and then there's no purpose to them. They just blow, and they become a nuisance. I've got to sweep them up. And I thought, no, Lord, that's not who you are. We have purpose in life. Currently ourselves, this is a wonderful commodity. I don't know about you guys, but water is a great commodity in the Western Cape. We have to pay for it. We've got to save 50 liters. We've got to use less than 50 liters of water per day. Are you with me? So all of us are very much aware when we go to do the washing, when we go to the bathroom, when we do our necessary chores, we actually monitor. Is there some of you that monitor the water use? I can see everybody's agreeing. Ah, look, see, I'm the achter. Praise the Lord. So I have this challenge of getting to 50 liters of water per day, Pastor. I really have a challenge. But eventually, that amounts for four in the family, 50 liters of water per day times 30, it's close to 6 kiloliters for the family of four. Okay, for those that don't know, you can just work it out. So that's the challenge that we have in the Western Cape. Not just the drought situation that we have a so-called drought. There's also different types of droughts that we find ourselves in. It's a family drought. We're coming to Paul, asking, there's a new circumstance, we don't know people. What is the plans of the Lord? Lord, what do you want us to do? And so a drought is defined, as you've seen, as a time where there's no water. The Western Cape, if you look at the leaves, it's green around, but the people are moaning because we have to save water. There's not enough water resources. That is a result of 3 years or 4 years of a below average water, rainfall. The precipitation is too low, and therefore we don't have enough water resources for the whole of the Western Cape. We have got to save. So I've looked at the various definitions there. The crux of it is there's water deficit. And it's an extended period or season or year, several years of deficient rainfall relative to the statistical multi-year average for a reason. So droughts doesn't come on you instantaneously. It can last for 15 days and it will change the situation dramatically. But droughts happen over time as well. So also within our own circumstances, there is different types of drought. As a family, we go through different seasons. And praise God for seasons. One don't understand sometimes. In one point in time, you find yourself at the height of it all. You've got everything. You've got the PlayStation. You've got the DSTV. You've got everything. And just the next month or 6 months thereafter, you find yourself lying before the Lord and crying, Lord, what happened? You know, seasons that God allows in your life. You've got a family drought. Sometimes the family, there's disunity. There's no gelling in the family. We need each other, but we're not there. We're not supporting. Sometimes there's a church drought. Sometimes there's a spiritual drought, and that is what I just want to speak about. A spiritual drought is when there's a lack of connection with the Holy Spirit. You and I, if you don't know it, I know it. When there's just no connection, there seems to be no connection with God and the Holy Spirit. And that is I'm bringing you back to that picture that I saw. The leaf, and God is the leaf. The leaf that wants to provide. And we have to take our place and position in close to the leaf. And I said, Lord, green leaf wannabe. I'm a wannabe green leaf, but a green leaf wannabe. I can only be a green leaf if I'm close to that leaf. Kyle, just bring me that stand quickly. Sorry, guys. I took this from... it's not so nice, but it's a leaf, okay? Green leaf wannabe, so I can only sustain if I'm close to the leaf. If I don't have the leaf with me, if I'm not close to the leaf, I don't get shelter, the properties of a leaf. I don't have water dripping down, collection of the leaf. And that is a result of spiritual dryness. The Holy Spirit, you have a blockage with your growth there. So the picture that I saw was this green leaf. I tried to get something for real, but it's a bigger leaf. You can see it's pointed, not so glossy. That's that one. And that one specifically that I found shows the droplet. And that's what I saw. One needs to position yourself close to that droplet, because if you're not there in time, you will not be watered. I trust you hear what I'm saying. So the leaf is there, it captures the whole time, but it's for us to choose to come close to that leaf and allow that droplet to drop into our mouth. And that is what I saw, opening our mouth and allowing God to minister unto us by dropping down the water. Okay, this is now prophetic, so we will give you some scripture background as to where I think God wants to take us here. And so when the dropping of the water, that is the significance. The other thing that I saw about the leaf is that the leaf in certain circumstances allows you to cover yourself. So gaan naar die Oude Testament toe weer eens. What was the first form of covering in the Old Testament? The leaves that was used to cover. So the leaf has got great, great, great properties. Let's go to the scripture before that, that I want to share, before that part that said, you'll be like a green leaf. Now, the long and short of everything that I've prepared, a green leaf has got a lot of properties. And the challenge is tonight for us all to be like that green leaf. Let's read further in Jeremiah 17, verse 5. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength, whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert, and shall not see you in good times, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the sand, in the salt land, which is non-inhabited. Then verse 7, it says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding its fruit. And so, what can we say further about the leaf? What is the leaf? It's a flat, pointed thing. Is it a thing? It's if it's not attached to the stem, and the stem is attached to the tree. Okay? Practicality. So it's flattened structure of a higher plant, typically green and blade-like, is attached to the stem directly via the stalk. What can the leaf be used for? I've already mentioned, to collect water. I've actually saw this when I researched a few weeks ago, how people harvest water in the forests by the leaves capturing and guiding it. I asked myself, do you want to be a green leaf? Seeing that the leaf has got so great properties, and I want to challenge you this evening also, do you want to be a green leaf? A leaf that is able to water, a leaf that is able to provide shelter, a leaf that is able to provide covering. Covering not just for this church, but this world where I work in, you work in, needs to be covered by leaves. Green leaves. Green leaves is got a great property. Green leaf also converts the sunlight into food for itself. Similar to ourselves here. So, there's other things that I've learned. Leaves are prominent in the human diet. Who likes lettuce? I don't like a green salad, but okay, I eat it. But lettuce is one of, thank you, lettuce is one of the loveliest, parts of leaves that we actually eat. Green salads. The oils of the leaves, if you crush them, they're said to have healing properties. Used in aromatherapy, couples, to alleviate headaches and repel insects. Now we've moved to another place now in the last week, and we've had the best experience of love. That first scripture that we have always on is, and in Colossians, that about the love, spread the love. Now, this past week, we've just moved. We've been here for a year, and we've moved again now because of our circumstances. And we've been loved over by actions. It's the first time in my 20 years married, also this past week, that we've been so loved in a foreign place. People don't realize how much, a little bit of extra effort, having food, preparing food, and just blessing somebody, they just leave it with so much love behind. And that's what we experienced this past week. And for me, I realized the question was, where is the love? You know, so far, where is the love? And this is what I've been able to see the last year. We've gone through the journey for 5, 6, I've now been so far 8, 10 years. So we started right back there in the highs, went through the lows. Praise God, we're going through the lows. We're amplituding again, and praise God for the next level. So it's a difficult time of transition, but in circumstances, out of circumstances, we will be green leaves. We ought to be green leaves, because exactly in your workplaces, I find myself there, praise God, there's a prayer board there. I didn't put my request on, but I put my spiritual request on. And 2 months after that spiritual request, Pastor, I was provided with another job. And so God's been doing a lot of things in our lives which we've asked, and He's given to us in a way that we've not been, you know, there's nothing that we could have done that we could have deserved it. I mean, let's just talk about our own circumstances. 3 weeks ago, we didn't have a house to stay in. We didn't know we had to move a month before that. But we were notified, and praise God, He provided for us a house. 3 months ago, November month, I didn't apply for a job. Similar to somebody else last year, December, testified here. He didn't apply for a job, and he's now gone to a foreign country. One of the testimony that came out of this house. But I didn't apply for a job. I was contacted, and I received a job according to what I asked. And so there's other ramifications with it, but God provided for us. And so I said, Lord, where are you sending me to? I've arrived at this workplace, and in your workplace and my workplace, we find ourselves, there's huge challenges, financial challenges, there's spiritual challenges, there's spiritual attacks. And this is the need that I've seen the last month since I've been at this new place of work, is that we as Christians need to stand firm so that people, when they look at you, they will see that there's something different. Now, you might also ask yourself, Gershwin, I haven't seen you long in this church in Sofa Paul, so why does Pastor even bother giving him the mic? You might be thinking that. It's all right. I've just seen how God does things in ways that I can't even fathom. And that's what I just want to share with you, because you and I are to be green leaves for Paul. In our workplaces, right where we find ourselves, people will come to you and they will ask you to become leaders. It's not often that you ask, you don't want it. Sometimes you just want to relax, isn't it, sir? You say, Lord, let us relax, but I don't want to work tonight. I don't want to worship tonight. I just want to relax. But there's a time and a place for us all to be green leaves. This is so far Paul. Jeremiah 17 says, a green leaf is attached to a tree. I spoke about that. The tree is to be planted by the water. The tree has roots. So there's three things. It's a tree, must be connected to a tree. The symbolism and the significance of Jesus being crucified on a tree. I'm just leaving that out there. The tree is planted by the water. Water speaking of Holy Spirit. Times. The tree has roots which spreads out by the river. Now often we see these fruits and there's life's leaves, and we only look at the greenness of the wonderful leaves, sorry for this example now, but we never notice the roots. We never notice the circumstances that allows for these leaves to be green. It's very important that the roots are there, because the root creates, it gets sustenance from the soil. It also takes up all the nutrients so that it can have all the necessary mechanisms to grow further and produce fruit. Now, I hope I've got you guys still with me. Have I got a hand there or here that says, you want to be a green leaf? I'm a wannabe, and I know I'm a wannabe because God has blessed me. Ek sien 'n handjie daar agter en 'n jong man. Ek sien 'n vingertjie hierso. As daar nog iemand wat 'n green leaf wil wees saam met my? Yes, yes, yes. Okay, thank you very much. Green leaves speaks of life. Hallelujah. Life in Christ. But sometimes we want to be life if we're not, but we're not connected to the life. And you think you're green leaf, and then you find yourself exposed. It's the worst place to find yourself exposed. You think you might be green by doing all the necessary things, being religious, praying, worshiping, fasting and praying, but you're not necessarily connected because the Holy Spirit's power, the dunamis, is not there. Like I said earlier, we ought to be green and speaks of life. The Bible says further, then that portion says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. Now, trusting the Lord is that thing that I do, I cannot explain, but I just know that I know that I know that God has provided for me. I trust in His sufficiency. You and I, even then, when you feel that you don't, cannot share with others, you don't have enough, Pastor, it's just been a wonderful, awesome testimony that He always gives and He gives and He's got a lot to give financially, I believe. He shared it. So even at times when it feels like that you don't have enough, you ought to give and you trust God for your provision. God has provided. So in our situation, God has provided for us a house 2 weeks ago. God has provided for me for a job 3 weeks ago. God has provided for my kids' education year on year on year. God has provided a household and a family, Shofar Paul. Awesome. The next thing that we have to do, being blessed and hoping in the Lord, you've got to stay connected to the tree. You have to stay connected to the tree. That means you've got to live in the union with Christ. And I'm taking this from Scripture, Colossians 2 verses 6 to 7, that says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. You got to stay rooted in the faith. Stay connected with the faith. Like a marriage, you got to live in union. We've got to keep our roots in Christ. The roots needs to be in Christ, nothing else. Now, I've also put my hope in things, in jobs, in people that I know, because often people that you know open doors for you. My root the last few years and even this last few months has been drawn so much to Christ. When I received this new job, I didn't know the challenges with any new job that comes forth. And that has brought me so much closer to the Lord. Because God wouldn't send you to a place or do something or allow something to your place if He didn't have an assignment for you. And it's exactly that situation that I find myself in, that, and you also, and I trust you also here and so far in your workplace, that God has not sent you just there to push the buttons. He's actually sent you to a workplace to make a difference. There's an assignment for you in the workplace. Now, I thought 4 years ago when I did MTP, listen, God's got his whatever he's doing the thing, and I'm doing walking by faith. And obviously, the next thing is pastoring and all of that. That's what I thought. And so God brought me back to earth in a way that I had to work this faith muscle. The faith muscle was worked. God provided a job eventually, and I had to work again. I'm in the workplace. But exactly where we find ourselves, the workplace, that is where God has placed you and me. To make a difference. Not necessarily in the church building, yes, we've been called to minister to the people of God as well, but also to minister to the many out there. In your organizations, the organization that I serve, there's 300 people. Your organizations might be 10,000 people. The people that you work with might be 20, a group of 20. That 20 feeds four in the household, is 80 people. See the significance of your work that you do where you do. So it's necessary for you to be green and not fall in that time. Build your life on Christ Jesus. The Bible says in John 15 verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. abiding, is taking time, is spending time, is sometimes being quiet and allowing Holy Spirit, God, to speak to you and minister to you. Sometimes you find yourself dozing off and not having to worry about it. What I'm trying, I don't know if I'm articulating myself, but I find myself in my life now where I don't worry. And it's difficult not to worry, but it's biblical not to worry. Six, be filled with thanksgiving. So often when you hear what I say, I'm thankful. Sometimes people say, stop smiling. I smile too much. I don't know if I've smiled today, but I smile too much. They say, just stop smiling. I'm thankful for the opportunity to stand up every day. And even when I listen to all the musicians playing here, I will tend to say thank you because you are blessing me and I'm thankful for the house that I'm in. The Bible says in Matthew 15, verse 8, and that thankfulness comes from within the heart. It's a condition of the heart. So sometimes people don't want to hear or they want to hear, but be thankful. I'm going to retract quite a bit. I'm going to go back. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose hope is in the Lord. Secondly, stay connected to the tree of life, Christ Jesus. Thirdly, keep your roots deep in Him. The roots is not seen. Note that the roots is not seen. It's deep in Christ. The deeper the root in the water streams that you can't see, the greener the leaf always. Okay? Fifthly, become stronger in the faith. Sixthly, be filled with thanksgiving. And seven, know who you are. Know who you are. I'm going to spend some time by reading the Word of God. Colossians 3, verse 12, verse 17. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiving one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even if Christ forgave you, so you must also do. Now, let me just stand still. The flesh in me says, because I handle a lot of complaints now in my new job. I said, Lord, you even have it in the Word? You know, I'm in an industrial facility and people like you and me, we've got rights in this world. There's human rights. There's a right to a clean environment. There's a lot of rights that we have. I've got a right to water. I've got a right to health. Okay? In this humanistic world. And so I said, Lord, there's something about a complaint. If anyone has a complaint to another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. Let's carry on. But above all things, put on love. Wow. But above all things, put on love. Now, I will retract and come back to this. My cell group have just so much blessed us this past week. I've been blessed by love. They don't know it. I've shared it. We've thanked every one of them. But this is what I've seen love in action this last week, Pastor. A year ago, when we came in, from this house, Pastor Gerard, om Gerard kom na ons en kom bring vir ons ietsie om te eet. 'N week daarna, 3 daarna kom, hy man wat so mooi me sing, ek hoor hulle sê, by naam is Joe, kom na ons huis toe en hy kom chat net met ons. Guys, there's something good in this house. If you don't realize it, that ek maar die inkomer vir julle sê daarvan, that there is love in this house. Put on love. And let the, okay, but above all things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Verse 16 says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. That's why I so much love the worship, and when we worship and we sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing in grace, in the hearts of the Lord. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Know who you are. Bible says in John 1 verse 8, unto everyone that has accepted Christ Jesus, unto him and her he is given the authority to be called a son and a daughter of God. So if you're connected to the tree of life, let's bring it back, the tree of life, You are rooted in Christ. When people don't notice it, but you are rooted. You spend time in praying. You spend time lying before the Lord. Roots grow deep and nobody else sees it. So when times like these that I'm experiencing currently, peaceful times, I believe it's not anything that I can do. It's only the roots that is allowing for the gifts and the fruits to be brought forth. I want to encourage you guys. This world needs green leaves. This world wants green leaves. I don't like green salad so much that I'd like artipel sly, potato salad. But green salad is also good for me. You know, this world wants your green leaves. Sometimes they look at you and I don't want it, but I kritik mamet eniki. Maar dan is het lekker. They don't necessarily understand. The kids don't understand why they must have it, but it's good for them. You need to understand, you need to be a green leaf because you're good for them. You are good for them only if you're connected to the tree, not in your own strength. So, if you find yourself in spiritual drought, I didn't want to spend too much time because spiritual drought, there's a lack, there's no connection. I believe, but if you do all these things, a few of them, seven of them, you will get connected once again. You'll spend time and the drought will be over like that. So if you find yourself in spiritual drought, I just want to quote Spurgeon. He said, "Let us humbly use the means without putting our trust in them, and let us confess our unworthiness, acknowledge our dependence on God, pray incessantly, look alone to Jesus, value the least sign of grace." In 2 Chronicles, that portion where they went through a time of no water, and the prophet looked out, and he looked out the first time and didn't see anything. But then they looked, they saw a small cloud. Do you remember that portion in the Old Testament? A small cloud. And soon that small cloud became enough rain. Now, Uncle Angus and everybody is praying the 24th. It's the 24th. We've been praying for rain. Even the unbelievers are praying for rain. Praise God. Praise God. They're all praying together. They don't even know that there's only one God. And so the spiritual drought that we are experiencing, I'm sure God is allowing, but we will be the green leaves going forth. I speak that in life. And it says further, the Lord might just have his withheld his grace for us. But I know for certainly that when we look to Jesus, there will be rain coming down. Now, 3 weeks ago, two weeks ago in Kells River where I work, there was a downpour of rain. And I think at the same time, there was rain in Paul as well. And so what I did, I don't know what you guys did, but I grew up in the time when we had 7 days of rain in the Western Cape. And so this time I went out and I stood outside and I opened my hands and I said, "Thank you for the rain." There's one person that I saw on Facebook that actually stopped next to the road. And he was standing there and praying and thank you for the Lord for the rain. In February, guys, it's amazing. It's a miracle. It's in February. Never in my life, okay, I don't know, have I noticed rain in February. God answers the prayer of the righteous. The Bible says the prayer of the righteous availeth much. So we draw to God. Let's value the least sign of God's grace. God has shown this in my life. When I've made wrong decisions, he will sort me out. It's best to just relax in his presence. Use the blessing more diligently. So when you go through a spiritual drought, use the blessing. The blessing is there to bring forth fruit. The leaf connected to the stem, connected to the tree, eventually through its life will bring forth fruit. The fruit is not to be shared with yourself. It's for others. That's why farmers have a brilliant gifting of God, they're able to provide fruit for others, food for others. So when it returns, it brings forth fruit to God. Excuse me. So just in closing, I want to ask you and I implore you that as God has given us his water, his green leaves, his fruit, I would like for you to, like I did one day when I stood outside 3 weeks ago when it rained. People are moaning, listen, why must we save water? Why must we save water? Then others are saying, this is a fallacy. This is not true. This is some, you know, political otherwise. Others saying, no, let's just save water. But be like me on that day. I want you to feel the rain. When there's a spiritual drought, feel the rain. Don't just get wet. You can easily get wet and moan about it and just have a pity party. But if you feel the rain, you know its source. You know it's furthermore its source. And so I want to share and just close once again with a scripture that we read. Blessed is a man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when the heat comes. You will not fear when the heat comes, and the heat will come. You will stand firm, and you will resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then it says, but its leaf will be green, and again, and will not be anxious in the year of the drought, man. It's drought in the Western Cape, sorry. It's drought in the Western Cape, but you will not get anxious. My family's asked, are you also gathering? Are you saving up water? Are you using your allotment? People are storing away water. My God is able to provide in February. He's able to provide also when we need. Don't store up which you can't use. Still stand the water, stink. Not tight. Is it this one? I don't know about you guys. Don't store up what you can't use. It's a principle that we sometimes don't understand because we must be prudent and we must be good stewards. So fine, but don't store up. Give it away. So the moment you throw it out, this miraculously was filled again this evening. And then it says lastly, nor will cease from yielding fruit. You might go through and ask yourself, Lord, where do I find out there's a spiritual drought? No, guys. If you're connected to the tree, if you spend time with the Lord, the roots are being, you know, dug in. You might not see the fruit, but the roots are definitely charged. You know what I'm trying to say? Jy mag dink en jy mag, Here, maar wanneer sien ek jy vrugte? Ek wil eet. Dis jou tyd vir hy wortels om onderin te gaan. En genoeg te soek waar die water is. And the root is hydrographic. You know, it searches for the water. It's natural. That it searches for the water. With the water, then it will bring it and challenge to the reef. And the fruit will come forth. So you will not cease from yielding fruit. That is what I want to share with you guys. My life, the last few months, this word that I'm ministering here has been God's faithfulness towards me and my household. And this is what I believe 3 weeks ago, I think it was 3 weeks ago in the morning service, when the prophetic word went out, I didn't share it with the congregation at the time, but that leaf, a picture that we have there about the leaf, is God's sustenance for Shofar Paul. He wants us to connect. And then I asked Wannabe, do you want to be connected? Do you want to be like a green leaf? Or do you want to be close to it? In order for you to get the blessing that flows from the leaf, you need to be connected and open your mouth. Open your mouth because God wants to bless you so that you can be a green leaf to others out there. May God bless you. Thank you very much.